This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good Erev Shabbos, Rabbeisai. I want to share with you, we're continuing in the bracha of Yoytzara Ruvari Choshech. Hopefully, I think we've been spending a good chunk of the year on this bracha. It's the longest bracha in our liturgy. Let's begin with the comments of Ataras Zakenim. Ataras Zakenim is found in the Shulchan Aruch, classic Shulchan Aruch. And he points out that in Yoytzara, we find an amazing observation. And that is, there's no final pay in the entire Yoytzara Ruvari Choshech. And that indicates that someone who's mechavein in Yoytzara will not have satan, pegara, nothing bad will happen to him. Because all bad things end in the final pay. Af, shetzef, ketzef. All the bad stuff ends in the final pay. The fact that there's no final pay in Yoytzara is to teach that somebody who's mechavein to the bracha of Yoytzara will be protected from all harm and difficulty. By the way, the Ataras Zakenim points out that in the entire Shemayna Esrei, there's no final pay, also indicating that someone who's mechavein in the Shemayna Esrei will be protected from Af, Shetzef, and Ketzef. Likewise, there is no final pay in Berachas Hamazon, to indicate one who's mechavein in Berachas Hamazon will also be protected from Shetzef, Ketzef, and so forth. Okay. There's a beautiful Kolbay who says he heard from Rabbi Yossi ibn Felet that, why do we say Kedusha in Yoytzara? Why do we say Kedusha in this bracha as opposed to other brachas? So he says it's to show that the sun and the other constellations, the other orbs, the other luminaries, have no power except for through the command of Hashem. Because all the legions above are Magdishin and Maritzin Mamlichim, that He is the master of everything. The reason why we say Kedusha in Yoytzara is to show that all of these luminaries have no kayach, because all the Malachim in the Shamayim, they praise Hashem that He runs everything. By the way, we said over slightly different from Rabbi Victor Miller's Zechatzag Levracha, and that is that the Kedusha is said by the Malachim over the sun and the moon. They're praising Hashem for the light. It's not coincidental, it's not random that the Malach, that Kedusha is in Yoytzara. But the Kedusha of Yoytzara is what the Malachim say, because they're so enamored by the power of the light. Now, I would like to add a somewhat of original thought over here. You know, in the bracha of Yoytzara, we have a machlekes between the Srafim and the Oifanim and the Chayis HaKodesh. The Srafim say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. They say God's greatness is so beyond fathom. God's greatness is so beyond comprehension. God's greatness is so beyond investigation that He is so nivdal. Kadosh means separate. And the Oifanim and Chayis HaKodesh say just the opposite. The more we study God, the more we see how intimately Hashem is involved in even our most mundane activities. So the Srafim are focused on the fact that God's reality is well beyond our comprehension, and the Oifanim and the Chayis HaKodesh are talking about Hashem is involved intimately in our daily affairs. So who's right, Rabbi Isai? The answer is they're both right. God's reality is beyond our fathom. On the other hand, His hashgacha is intimately intertwined in everything we do. But nevertheless, the Srafim, they can only focus on Kadosh, 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 and the Oifanim and the Chayis HaKodesh can only focus on Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimakaymai. And this highlights and they argue with each other. They never come to terms. You know, it's not like they compromise and they say elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. The srafim forever are focused on kadosh, and the oifanim achayas hakadosh are always focused on baruch. Reb Schwab says over that we know when the Egyptians drowned at the Yamsuf, the Malachi Asharis wanted to sing Shira. So Hashem said, no! Masayadai tovim v'yam v'atamayim shira. My handiwork is drowning, and you want to sing Shira? So the question is, Hashem is saying, you can't sing Shira, the Mitzrayim are drowning. Then how did Bnei Yisrael sing Oz Yashir? How did we sing Shira at the Yam? Why did Hashem only stop the Malachim, and He didn't stop man? So Reb Schwab says he heard many years ago in the yeshiva, he doesn't remember from who. He says, he doesn't know if the person who told him, he said it over in his own name or he heard it from a Gavra Rabba, that Chazal tells, Ein malach oisa shnei shlichuyas. One angel cannot do two messengerings. An angel cannot do two jobs. That's what it means, Ragleim regel yeshara. They're straight. They could do only one thing at a time. Says Reb Schwab, the same way a malach cannot do two shlichos, they're not able to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognize two different dimensions. So if the malachim are going to praise God for the splitting of the Yamsuf, and they're going to be gratified, be'ibud risham rina, they will not simultaneously be able to be mitzta'er that the Masayad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are drowning. The Malachim are a one-trick pony in action and in feeling. So if they're going to sing over the destruction of the wicked, that's callous to the pain and the suffering of the wicked. Masha'in Ken Klal Yisrael has the capacity, has the ability to simultaneously sing Shira to Hashem for destroying the wicked, while simultaneously feeling sorrow and mourning and commiserate with the suffering of human beings. So man has a more of a sophisticated capacity. Malachim are the one-trick pony. They can only do, feel, act in one message, as one shlichus. The same way they can only do one shlichus, if they're going to sing Shira, that's callous to the suffering of mankind. Masha'in Kein, man has this dual capacity. By the way, the Netziv in the Hamak Davar says it, an idea that man's dual capacity may come from the fact that the word Adam, on the one hand, means ki minho Adama, he comes from the earth, so man has sort of an earthly ability, and on the other hand, Adam could be referred to Adame le'elyoin, I am comparable to the one on high. So man has sophistication and complexity in his ability. Man could live with duality. Man could live with dichotomy. An angel, he's only one feeling at a time. If that's the case, maybe we understand a human being could recognize both Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh and Baruch Kavod Hashem Emekaymai. A human being could recognize that God's reality is beyond comprehension, but God's providence extends even to our lowliest, most mundane affairs. So because man has that capacity, we'll say what the Srafim say, we'll say what the Ifanim and Chayes HaKadosh say, they will never agree. They will never, that's why the Ifanim and Chayes HaKadosh is Barash Gadol, there's great roaring. Because they say, what are you talking about? You're wrong. It's not Kadosh Kadosh. It's not God is removed. It's blessed is God's providence that is intertwined in our daily affairs. But it's interesting, even though they argue so vehemently, that's why we start off the bracha. Yoitzer Ar, Uvaris HaKoyel, it's God, Uvaris HaKoyel is Shalom. These malachim get along with each other. You know, we say, Oysa Shalom Bimraimav. God makes peace on high. Why does He have to make peace on high? Why would the angels, can't get along? No, of course not. They shouldn't be able to get along. Because some malachim only see the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And some malachim only see the Baruch Kavod Hashem Emekaymai. God has to make peace among them. But once He does make peace, He does a very good job. Kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim, kulam gibayrim.
and they're mekabel omach hashemayim zeh mizeh. They defer to each other. V'noisim reshus el hazeh. And they do it benachas, b'ne'ima, ke'echad. So in other words, there is a certain harmony that God creates among the malachim. I want to share with you one last ta'ara at the end of this bracha. In most siddurim, not in most siddurim, but most siddurim that you use, question, Baruch Kavayit Hashem Mekaymai, what's the next word? Is the next word lakel or likel? Quick, vote. Raise your hand if it's lakel. Raise your hand if it's likel. Raise your hand if you don't daven shachris. Raise your hand if you're preoccupied with other activities. You know, which one is it? Lakel or likel?
La.
La. You say la? Or you say la chacham?
La.
Le. Le or la?
Le.
Shva.
What? La? You like...
Shva.
Shva or kamatz?
Shva.
Shva. Shva or kamatz? La kale or le kale?
Depending upon what city you're using.
I'm pretty sure the art school has law kale with a kamatz.
I just checked a few siddurim by Yaskaham. It's all la.
It's la in yours?
Ken.
What does the art school siddur have? Anyone?
I'll go next door check for you,
Father.
Art
school
has Tehina? Art school has Tehina?
Le Kael.
Le?
Yes.
Who's talking?
Yosef Javi. I have Art school sitting in front of me.
It says Le?
Le.
Schwab.
Mm-hmm. Most people say lakel, and I don't think it's right. I think it's lit. I think it's with the I believe it's with the shva. But most yeah, kamatz or shva?
It's shva.
So the Tale Ares brings that. What does lakel mean? It's la is instead of a hey hayadia. Le. Ha kel.
Yeah.
Now, there's a rule in Hebrew that when you have two words in a row, then the hey ha yedia is supposed to go on the second word. So it should say likel ha baruch. Right? The word la kel means li ha kel. But that sounds like a mistake, because whenever you need a hey ha yedia, hey ha yedia is supposed to go on the second word. Now, there are exceptions to the rule. Normally when you have two words back to back, the hey ha yedia is on the second word, not on the first one. You don't say ha beis mikdash, ha kad kemach, beis ha mikdash, kad ha kemach. The rule is the hey idea always goes on the second word. However, there are exceptions. When does it go on the first word? Or when does it go on both words? Ha'arayin habris. Or sometimes it goes on the first one, like ha'agala chadasha. Why? Here's the crux of the matter. When the two words are connected, and there could be considered like one word, then we don't put it on the second word, it's one word. So you put it on the first word. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he and bracha are so intertwined, we don't say lakel ha baruch, but rather lakel baruch, as if the hey idea is going on the first word. However, the Sefer Avodas Yisrael says the correct way to say the word is Likel Baruch. I don't think 90% of people say Le, I think most people say La. But it seems, based on, I didn't do full research, it seems like Le is more correct. He says, the Avodas Yisrael says Likel Baruch, Kein Nokad Bechol Sidurim Yishanim, Likel Beshva V'chein Ho'ikar. Kitevas Baruch, Shehi Tayar Loi, Aymedes Beli Hei Yediyah. Lachain gam hu bli yediyah. Chedar chametuar v'hatoyar shetzichem liyashneim shavim bevinyanam. Im bi yediyam loy bi yediyah. Kamay hadavar hagadol. Ho ir hagadoyla. Ho avoyda hakasha. Or davar gadol. Ir gadoyla. Avoyda kasha. But you never have a toyar, a metuar and a toyar. They both have to be the same. And therefore, those who want to say it's Lokel Baruch, they're wrong. Because it should be Lokel HaBaruch. Bottom line is, in the two most authentic texts that I came across, in the Siddur of Herz Shatz and Tfilas Yeshurun, in both of them it was with a Shiva. Lekel Baruch. I'm not telling you to switch. I'm just, it requires more analysis. Art scroll Svard Kamas Ashkenaz Shva. Mm-hmm. Yeah? I saw two Svard Siddurim this morning, both Siddur Ashla. But in the Siddur of Yaakov Emden Ashkenaz, it also had a Kamatz. Anyway, interesting to think about what's the proper pronunciation. By the way, we'll have it on Shabbos. Lekel Baruch Gedol Deya. Do you say Lekel Baruch Gedol Deya or Lekel Baruch? I think everyone says Lekel Baruch. On Shabbos, I think everyone says Lekel Baruch. Anyway, I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos. If anybody there wants to continue in Perkei Avos, that will be at 1 p.m. Okay, have a good Shabbos, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.